From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting progress for Greek negotiators. European Union President Donald Tusk said Monday from Brussels that Greece and its European partners have reached a unanimous agreement after 17 hours of talks, but that agreement is just a first step.
Leaders have agreed in principle that they are ready to start negotiations on an ESM program, which in other words means continued support for Greece.
This agreement includes several unpopular changes to tax and pension plans that will cut deep into Greek society. Many officials recognize that the unpopular reforms are better than continued economic chaos and possible ouster from the Eurozone had a deal not been reached. Georgos Katrologos is Deputy Minister of Interior and Administrative Reform.
It was a forced agreement under tremendous pressure. We managed to conserve our sovereignty. And we have avoided the sudden death caused by the closure of the banks. That was something equal to a coup d'etat, as cogently has been already said. But it remains a very difficult situation.
Now Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras must convince the Greek parliament to approve the agreement by Wednesday. The United States says it strongly condemns a recent al-Shabaab attack on two hotels and an African Union force position in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. A statement issued by the U.S. State Department Sunday said al-Shabaab once again has demonstrated its brutality and its complete rejection of a Somali society free of violence and oppression. You are listening to VOA News. Negotiators from Iran and a group of six countries, including the United States, worked Monday to close 18 months of talks and finalize their long-sought comprehensive agreement on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Vienna.
Today is the fourth self-imposed deadline here at the Iran nuclear negotiations in Vienna. But top-level ministers are still in closed-door meetings and have given no indication if or when they may have a deal. British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond is expected to arrive later today, completing the group of foreign ministers known as the P5 plus one.
VOA's Heather Murdoch. Iran's deputy foreign minister expressed hope but said some issues remained and that he could not promise whether a resolution would be reached by the end of the day. Iraq announced Monday the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants who control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. Iraq's government has made Anbar a priority since the Islamic State group seized Ramadi during a May offensive that prompted fresh criticism of the military and its response to the militants. Malaysian police on Monday announced they will investigate the investigators who are looking into allegations that millions of dollars from a state fund were channeled into the Prime Minister's bank account. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
Malaysia's Police Inspector General Khalid Abu Bakar says officers will try to determine who leaked classified documents to foreign nationals and whether the materials are genuine or doctored. The Wall Street Journal on July 3rd, citing documents from a government probe, reported $700 million may have moved through agencies and companies linked to 1MDB, owned by the government of Malaysia, before being deposited into accounts bearing the Prime Minister's name. Much of the money reportedly flowed into Prime Minister Najib's accounts prior to the last general election. However, it is unclear what happened to the money afterwards. Police Inspector General Khalid suggested the leaks could be part of a conspiracy to subvert Malaysia's democratic process and topple the Prime Minister. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
A suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed car near a security checkpoint in southeastern Afghanistan Sunday evening, killing at least 25 people, including women and children. The bombing wounded dozens of others. Most of the victims are said to be civilians. It was not immediately clear if the Taliban was behind the attack. It has claimed responsibility for many similar bombings. Serbia's Novak Djokovic is the world's number one men's tennis player. He won his third Wimbledon title in the past 5 years Sunday in London. The 28-year-old Djokovic defeated Switzerland's Roger Federer in the championship for the second straight year. It was Djokovic's ninth Grand Slam championship. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.